Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us today as once again we face the issues. This is Face the Issues broadcast, and you're tuned in to Dr. Youngblood as we face the issues that we're discussing today. We invite you to call us at 401-1413. 904-401-1413. Before we get into the monologue and then the dialogue today, let me invite you to worship with us this Sunday at First Conservative Baptist Church. We're looking forward to what we're calling Roundup Sunday. We're presenting it as High Attendance Day, and we're looking for you to come and join with us on this special occasion. 9:30 is the Bible study hour. We'd love to have you involved in those small modules, those individual units, where you can study the Bible and have dialogue and discussion together with those in the same category, bracket, age group that you are. We'd be delighted to have you. And then at 10:45 is the worship service on Sunday morning at First Conservative Baptist Church. Let me remind you again, in case you did not hear it, we're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295, right here in the heart of Mandarin. If you're looking for a place where you can worship God, where you have the privilege of studying the Word, verse by verse and chapter by chapter, if you're looking for a church where you can have God-honoring music, and not the rock and roll, as I call it, worldly music, but music that honors God, that exalts the Savior. If that's what you're looking for, we'd love to have you to consider having you a part of our worship service week by week by week. But especially this Sunday, we've met you on the air. We'd love to meet you in person. Immediately following the worship service, we'll have a wonderful meal that our ladies are preparing back in the lunchroom here at the church on campus. So we'd love to have you. That's First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 9:30 a.m. for the Bible study and 10:45 a.m. for the morning worship service. We'll be looking at a prophecy message this Sunday morning. We'll be talking about signs of the times. And ladies and gentlemen, if there's ever been a time that we have signs that's pointing to the last of the last days, we're living in those days as I speak. So let me encourage you to be here on Sunday, but even more particular, even now on this broadcast, you can call us at 401-1413, 904-401-1413. But as we face the issues, let me remind us that we do so based on the authority of Scripture, and not based on the authority of denominational dogma, or some rites, rituals, rules, or regulations, but the truth of the Word of God. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So the question begs to be asked, what is truth? Jesus answers that in John 17:17, thy word is truth. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about speaking truth. We're talking about looking at the Scripture, seeing what God's word says to us. But ladies and gentlemen, the subject that I want to discuss today is a nuance and a continuation of some of the things we talked about a few days ago on this same broadcast time. But I want to ask the question today, should we change the Bible? You know, there's a great movement across America today with the, as I call it, the loose, left, lost, lunatic liberals that primarily come out of the Democratic Socialist Party that want to change the Constitution. They say the Constitution is out of date and it's not being kept current with society, and so therefore we need to change the Constitution. Well, it makes about as much sense to say we're going to change the Constitution as it does say we're going to change the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of people that are saying that the Bible is out of date. It needs to be modernized, updated, some things clipped out and left out. You know, I heard the story a number of years ago about an individual that went through the Bible with a penknife, everything he didn't like, everything that he didn't want applied to himself, everything that he thought was just fable, a myth, he just sliced it out. He got through, he had a very thin Bible. And that's what a lot of people are wanting to do today, is just slice out everything that they do not like in the Word of God. You know, the question has been down through the years, is the Bible relevant today? Is the Bible today, does it mean the same things it did yesterday, 100 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago? Does the Bible have the same impact? Is the Bible relevant? Ladies and gentlemen, since the beginning of time, we find the time of Adam and Eve, Genesis, the third chapter, and you know the story. It's where Eve is talking with Satan, and Satan asked the question to Eve, "Yea, hath God said," in Genesis 3:1. And ever since Adam and Eve, and Eve speaking to Satan, where Satan said, "Yea, hath God said," may I remind you, since then the Bible is very, very clear that the Word of God, it's the Word of God and not the Word of man. The Bible is not a changeable book. It is not some book that is listed with, filled with a bunch of suggestions. It's not a book of ideas. It is not something that is given by man. The Bible is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant, plenary Word of God. And I add that word plenary simply because that simply means all, complete, total. No additions, no additives. Nothing that is diluted or diminished from it. It is the totality of the Word of God. Even in modern culture, ladies and gentlemen, we find many voices today that want to challenge, want to diminish, want to dilute, want to change the Word of God. And I just use as an illustration one of the high-profile religious leaders of the world, which is the Pope of all people. He simply said back in March that the Bible needs to be rewritten because it's not in harmony with modern society. By the way, it's the same Pope that said that hell does not exist. Hell is not a reality. It's the same Pope that said just a few weeks ago that gays are created that way and they should not consider themselves as sinners because God made you that way. Ladies and gentlemen, if that is true, then why did God destroy two cities because of sodomite lifestyle? Why is it in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32, that God, the scripture says God has turned them over, speaking of the sodomites, turned them over to a reprobate mind? Why is it that if God created man as a reprobate, if God created man as a sodomite, why is it then God also is the one that condemns it and sends the person to hell that lives in that lifestyle? Now, perhaps you say, what does all that have to do with changing the Bible? It is simply because we have a whole society today with a mindset and multitudes claiming to be saved that somehow, some way think that they can live a life as they please and God's just got to conform to their way of life. And God somehow, God's word has got to be diminished or diluted or destroyed in order to meet their particular need. Today, some are simply creating their own Bible. Many are preaching and teaching social justice. And perhaps you ask the question, what is social justice? Social justice is generally the focus on issues like gender identity. Many churches today are focusing on social justice because it embraces gender identity. And ladies and gentlemen, supposedly today, according to the LGBTQ and other networks of sodomites in the society today, they have defined already some 57 different genders. Now, don't you dare ask me how you can equate male and female with 57 different genders, and it's simply because of sexual identity. It is what you feel you are today. You might feel feminine, and therefore you can go in the woman's bathroom. This is the reason Target stores got some 40 suits against them because of women and kids being accosted in the dressing rooms and the bathrooms in the Target stores. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are saved, and I can just tuck this little thought in, if you're saved, don't you dare spend a dime in Target stores. If they're going to allow that to take place, that I'm referring to the open bathrooms and locker rooms and dressing rooms in the stores, then Christians ought not to spend God's money there. But making a further understanding of what we're talking about now with some today that are simply creating their own Bible, and some preachers and teachers entire denominations are involved in the social justice mentality. And it also promotes abortion. And abortion, ladies and gentlemen, according to the Word of God, is murder. Social justice also promotes homosexuality. God destroyed two cities as a result of that. They're also promoting genderism, transgenderism. Yet God created only male and female, according to my Bible. Social justice also promotes feminism. That is demanding to have women pastors. One of the things that took place at the June Southern Baptist Convention was a major, as I call it, knockdown, drag out, because Beth Moore, the fake, phony, false female preacher, thinks that somehow, some way, that she should have a say-so. In fact, it was her opinion that she should have been considered as the president of the convention this year. But suffice it to say, feminism is dethroning God, enthroning self. When you study the scripture, God created man to be the head of the home, man to be the head of government, man to be the head of the church. And feminism simply comes in to undermine, tear down, and destroy what the Word of God says. Social justice is a subtle blend of secularism amalgamated with Christianity, and it's simply an attempt to dilute the Word of God. You hear what I'm saying? It's an attempt to dilute the Word of God. In the dilution of the Word of God, it is the destruction of the Word of God. But what about some mainstream pastors today, ladies and gentlemen? Mainstream pastors that are now challenging the authority and the inspiration and the canonicity of the Bible, the Word of God. Yes, that happens to be the one that's Dr. Charles Stanley's son, Andy Stanley, that is pastoring a church in Atlanta, the North Point Community Church in Atlanta. It's actually in Alpharetta, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta. Andy Stanley, ladies and gentlemen, is now boldly condemning and destroying the faith of many. Perhaps you may ask, how is he doing that? Because Andy Stanley, ladies and gentlemen, is demeaning and diminishing, diluting, and attempting to destroy the Word of God. You say, how is he doing that? Let me just give you a few overviews, and then we'll analyze some of the particulars in it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can jump in this dialogue and discussion simply by dialing 401-1413. You dial that number to get you straight through to the studios, right to my microphone, so that we can have the discussion together. You can agree or disagree. You can challenge what I'm saying if you like. I'd love to have you challenge that if you can defend it. Love to have another point of view if it's authentic and not just a diatribe that you are feigning that we ought not talk about somebody. I've heard that for too many years, that we need to be silent and just let this wicked evil continue. There are a lot of Christians that have the philosophy, I'm not supposed to talk about people. You just love Jesus and let everything go like it is. Ladies and gentlemen, that's simply not biblical. The scripture is very, very clear that we're to be salt and light as Christians. We're to stand for truth. We're to confront evil. And in doing so, we need to call sin, sin, and we need to call out the false teachers. The Apostle Paul, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, didn't have any problem calling out the false teachers and pointing out their false theology and their false doctrine that's destroying lives. And Andy Stanley, ladies and gentlemen, the pastor of North Point Community Church, is doing exactly that. What is Andy Stanley teaching? Andy Stanley, ladies and gentlemen, for example, and this I'm going to build the case because I'm starting with the fundamentals of what he started out with just a couple of years ago, back in 2016. Andy Stanley said, when it comes to evolution versus the Bible, that is biblical creationism, Andy says, quote, and I quote him, when it comes to science in the Bible, we must believe science, end quote. What he's saying, ladies and gentlemen, is the fabricated false, not science, but some of the scientists that disbelieve that God created man. They say that we have evolved from some speck in the ocean or some blob out of the sea or some other lower creature. We've evolved. And because some fake scientists say that, Andy Stanley then says, we must believe that over the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll take the Word of God any day over what some science might say. Some of those same fictitious, phony, false scientists, so-called, are also talking about global warming. They're saying that we got too many people on the globe. They're saying that it's the automobile emission, or it's the fluctuations of the cattle out on the pasture side that's causing the global warming. and therefore we need to do all of these liberal controls in America to stop the global warming. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Earth is getting a little warmer. It's not nearly as warm as it's going to get. There's a place called hell that's going to be pretty hot one day for those that are trying to dilute and destroy the Word of God. But Andy Stanley says we must accept science over the Bible. Andy says also, ladies and gentlemen, that the Ten Commandments are no longer applicable for today. You heard me right. He said the Ten Commandments no longer apply, and we'll get into that further in a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Andy Stanley also says that Christians should unhitch from the Old Testament. Unhitch from the Old Testament. Here's an article someone has written that was on WorldNet Daily Internet News this morning that says, don't unhitch from any part of the Scripture. And this particular writer says, I was stunned to see prominent Christians advocating less emphasis on the Old Testament, even breaking away or unhitching from it. It was too confusing, some said. Talking about the Old Testament, it was too confusing. It was outdated. It's unreliable. Couldn't be defended in modern times of science and scholarship. Better, some others said, not to build one's faith on the shaky foundations of the Old Testament, end quote. This writer further says, I was stunned because I had found that the more time I spent in the Hebrews text, fully three-quarters of the entire Bible, the more understanding I had of the Greek New Testament and God's immutable and perfect ways, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have stated it any more succinctly myself. This writer goes on to say in this particular article, he says, by the way, how do you know Jesus is the rock of our faith? And are we not first told this in Isaiah 28:16? Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste, end quote. This writer concludes by saying, I wonder if those who have built their spiritual houses on sand realize how weak its foundation, the foundation they have stood upon, when they run away from the firm foundation of three-quarters of the Scripture. And he's talking about the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, as we call it. He says, is it still true that all Scripture is profitable? Yes, God's truth is unchanging. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about understanding his saying that we need to come, Christians need to unhitch from the Old Testament. Andy Stanley is saying that somehow, some way, he has discovered more than God. He's become more brilliant than God. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, let me tuck in once again. I believe he's going to be responsible for the destruction of the faith of multitudes, thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands, that listen to him, that have been following him, adhere to his teachings. There's supposedly some 34,000 members in the North Point Community Church in Alpharetta, Georgia, that's following him and eating out of his hand. I'm saddened for them. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, Megapastor calls the Old Testament outdated and obsolete. After calling for Christians to unhitch from the Old Testament, declaring the Ten Commandments null and void, and mainlining the God of the Jews, it might not be surprising to read in Megapastor Andy Stanley's new book that he considers all of the Hebrew Scriptures written by Moses, the prophets, King David, King Solomon, and others to be, listen, outdated and obsolete, end quote. The shock might be the source and authority that he cites. Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Stanley goes back to the book of Hebrews in our English New Testament, and particularly in chapter 8, where God is talking about the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, and he's not talking about the Old Covenant being, i.e., the Old Testament. Many people make the mistake of saying, well, that's the Old Covenant, this is the New Covenant. That's a broad-brush statement. But in Hebrews, the 8th chapter in particular, he's talking about the Old Covenant, the covenant that was God had made with Moses, and the New Covenant, the covenant that we have in the covenant of the blood of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He quotes from the Hebrews text, though, we're talking about Andy Stanley, with God's word affirming to the Jewish people a new covenant, and that is the covenant of the faith and not works, is what he's talking about. But Andy Stanley takes it to mean that that old covenant, i.e. the Old Testament, the Bible, part of the Bible that we call it, the Hebrew Tanakh, the Old Testament, calls that outdated and obsolete. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a problem with Andy Stanley's theological persuasion. But the author of another new contrasting title says, by making that claim, Andy Stanley is guilty of making his exegetical era unworthy of his degree in theology and his role as pastor of one of the largest churches in America. Ladies and gentlemen, I am saddened to see, saddened to even have to talk about it, but I believe it's something we need to talk about, confronting the false teachers. And you're saying, should I call Andy Stanley a false teacher? Absolutely unqualified, yes. In fact, he goes on the basis that Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17, the Lord Jesus Christ talks about what he is doing in relationship to the scripture. And he says, think not that I've come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. And the word, ladies and gentlemen, in that Matthew 5:17 text, destroy the law, that word destroy simply means to abrogate, means to abridge, it means to annul, it means to set aside, it means to make of non-existence. And that's not what Jesus is saying. Jesus says, don't you think that I've come to destroy, to abrogate, to set aside the Old Testament, but to fulfill it. Jesus is the ultimate fulfillment of all that's said in the Old Testament. Ladies and gentlemen, I say this at this point. Do you realize that there are over 300 quotes of the Old Testament in the New Testament? If you take away the Old Testament quotes out of the New Testament, the quotes, the paraphrase, and the partial quotes of Scripture, where the Lord Jesus Christ, the Apostle Paul, and the others are simply using their Old Testament scrolls. In fact, Matthew 1:23 is quoted from the Old Testament, Isaiah 7:14, behold, a virgin shall conceive, etc., etc. Matthew 2:6 is found coming out of Micah 5:2. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, in no way least among the rulers of Judah, etc. Matthew 2:15 is a quote from Hosea 11:1. Matthew 2:18 is a quote from Jeremiah 38:15. And Matthew 3:3, Luke 3:4-6, John 1:23, coming from Isaiah 40, verse 3-5. And I could go on and on and on and on. There are literally over 300 verses of Scripture that's directly from the Old Testament and the New Testament. And if you pull all of those out, we have no New Testament of any authority. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You still have a few minutes that you can call 401-1413. Join in this dialogue and discussion as we're talking about the question of whether or not we should change the Bible. And the answer to that question is absolutely unequivocally no. But there are a lot of folks out there that think that it needs to be changed. Here's the article that talks about Andy Stanley and the Ten Commandments no longer applicable. A megachurch pastor, one of the largest evangelical churches in the U.S., attacking the Old Testament again, this time insisting Jesus rendered the Ten Commandments null and void, issuing a new law, a replacement of everything, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, Stanley goes on to write that the Ten Commandments from the Old Covenant, which he says played a significant role in God's creation of the nation of Israel, it gave them moral guidance, helped them separate this new nation from their neighbors. This was part of the formal agreement, a covenant that God created with his people. But Jesus' death, resurrection signaled the end of the old covenant, and all the rules and the regulations associated with it are now obsolete. Ladies and gentlemen, that is simply not what the Bible says. The Bible teaches us very clearly in Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 24. Let me read you those words from my Bible. Wherefore the law, speaking of the Old Testament, the Tanakh, the law was our schoolmaster. It's the Greek word pedagogy. It's talking about our custodian, our attendant, our caretaker, our guard, to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. Ladies and gentlemen, we are no longer under the law because we've said yes to Christ. But without the law, i.e. the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, as it is called, without that, there will be no direction to point out sin. It's as a result of the Old Testament that we understand what sin is and the need for a Savior in the Lord Jesus Christ. Andy Stanley says that the God of the Old Testament is not the same God of the New Testament. I'm shocked by that, saddened by that. In fact, this is where he makes that statement. He says this, despite the fact that God expresses his love for the righteous throughout the Old Testament, Jew and Gentile alike, in his new book, one of America's biggest mega pastors claims the Hebrew Scriptures portray him as unapproachable. living behind a curtain with love reserved only for his covenant people, suggesting he is different. He is a different deity from the deity that is portrayed in the New Testament. Literally, Andy Stanley, ladies and gentlemen, has been brazen enough to say that the God of the Old Testament is not the same God of the New Testament. I'd be frightened to death if I were Andy Stanley standing in his shoes. I'd be frightened to death because Scripture is very, very clear throughout the Scripture that we're not to add to or take away or diminish from the Word of God. We are not to take away or try to destroy or dilute the Word of God. In fact, in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments in of the Lord your God, which I command thee this day. And then in Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 32, what things soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. Ladies and gentlemen, God's word challenges us. And there's four places, by the way, that that is stated, restated the final time in Revelation 22:19, that we're not to take away, dilute, diminish, or destroy anything in the Word of God. And ladies and gentlemen, here's Andy Stanley, that just because the Bible says so, he says it's not enough. It is frightening when you understand this statement that Andy Stanley's made. Let me just read you a brief little blurb from this statement. Andy Stanley, colon, this is the title of the article, Why the Bible Says So is Not Enough Anymore. He goes further to say, our culture questions biblical authority. So like Paul, we must adapt our hermeneutical approach to reach our neighbors regardless of what the Scripture says. Ladies and gentlemen, that's enough right there in and of itself to understand what Andy Stanley say. If the Ten Commandments are to be considered as obsolete, thou shalt not kill, then what about abortion? Thou shalt not commit adultery. What about running around on the husband or wife? Thou shalt not covet. What about coveting what your neighbor has, and therefore the next commandment, thou shalt not steal? Thou shalt not bear false witness. That's talking about lying. Thou shalt not make other gods before thee. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air even tomorrow as we face the issue.
To Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.